Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you ready, girl?
Jimmy Cash.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Break it up.
Share and care with love all through the land. We educate. Communicate and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share with love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening from. To all of our listeners all over the globe, it is Mindful Monday. We have community update here with our wonderful Grace Yu. She's running for City Council District 10. We want you to strengthen your body, spirit, and mind. The study of space is ongoing. So should we study our minds and be ongoing to understand what is needed, what has to change, and what will be changed? And listening in tonight, get your pencils and pens ready because you're going to get an education here. You know, it is important to develop your character to be as powerful as a mighty river. Continue to advance bravely in the face of every challenge, paying no heed to the obstacles in your way. Become a great river of bottomless compassion and wisdom, overflowing with boundless invincibility and passion. And the lady that you're going to listen to tonight is just that person. Grace Yu will be with us. I'm going to play this, just give you a little bit of it, so we can get our mindsets ready, so we can do what we have to do to make sure that everything is done right. But before we get going, in order to keep that mind balance, we have to stay healthy. Yes. Check out Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. You know, that's a rampant disease out here. And they say it's not curable, but it is. You want to check out Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes? You're going to get an education information. You will unlearn to relearn to live again. Dr. Davis is going to give you some information, and it's going to let you know what you need to do to make sure that everything is working and in balance with you. I'll just give you a little bit of that, and then we're going to bring in our mighty, mighty, mighty Grace Yu. Just take a listen to this. Sit back and welcome to my mindful.
No one really wants to see.
Right, we're going to become aware tonight. We have Grace You, and I always address her as you. It's for you. Grace You is a woman of integrity, truth, and heart. Okay? Heart for the people. Moving with concern and care. She's determined. She practices perseverance to create the change. The change maker is here. Grace You, Y-O-U, we must, and we must us support her to be there for her. She's the right person in that seat. District 10, City Council, it's time, as I stated, become a great river of bottomless compassion and wisdom, overflowing with boundless invincibility and passion. She is unstoppable. Grace, good evening. Welcome in, and thank you. Thank you. How are you doing, Grace You?
Well, we're doing great, and with such a wonderful, warm introduction, how could it not be such a beautiful night here in Los Angeles? Thank you so much.
Thank you for taking out time. I know you're busy, busy, busy out there moving out fundraisers, speaking engagements. This lady is out there. She's always out there, but what I admire so much about her, she does not get amnesia, okay? She always thinks of those to support and assist her. And Grace, I love you for that. Welcome in. I'm going to be quiet over here. Talk to us. Let us know what's happening with you.
You know, whenever I go out and meet people, I learn something new. I've been sort of not in support of a public bank because I do not trust the elected officials who would have their hand into the pot of a public bank, right?
Okay.
Especially here in Los Angeles, when you've got like three people found guilty, we know we cannot trust our elected officials. So for that reason alone, I was not in favor of a public bank, because I knew that if we put money into a bank that politicians have say over, it would be dangerous and it would be ugly. But tonight, I was speaking with a friend. I was learning about looking at a public bank sort of like the microfinancing, where we're not talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, but we're talking like $500. We're talking $200, when instead of going to a payday, you know, check cashing place where they take 5% or 10%, or if you're getting money in advance, you know, they're taking like 40% of your money. We're talking about, you know, giving a microfinance like we do in third world nations. And I'm like, oh, now microfinancing, I'm totally in support of, because when they're wanting to borrow $10 to run a business, that makes perfect sense to me. And more than 90, I think it's 93 or 95% of the people pay back the loans that they took. So I would be in favor of a public bank that was for micro, so a smaller dollar amount, maybe under $5,000 or so. So that's what revelation came to me tonight while at another function.
Okay.
I know, I
like
totally threw you for a loop.
Yeah,
see,
my
mind can be changed.
Yes.
I want to help
yes.
the people. That's why I want to get into city council, so we make wise decisions that will help the people and not, you know, the politician's pocketbook.
Yes. Yes. And that's what the people need. That's why I say the change maker is here. And I insist that everyone vote March 5th. That's it. That's it. Well, we have the general election, the primary for March 5th. But what they don't understand, that primary election is very, very important, because that primary election eliminates the weak and puts the strong people in the seat. So March 5th, primary, get out there. And then the general election, then we got the right person up in there. But the primary is very, very important. And a lot of individuals just wait for that general. But no, March 5th, 2024, you want to check that box that says Grace Hughes, District 10, City Council, because this is the 10th district. If you're out of the district, you're not allowed to vote, but at least you'll be familiar with who you're going to face, the correct body in that seat that's going to get the job done, because Grace, you're determined. And you do know how to create the change. The change maker is here, listeners. Grace, you is for you. Threw me with that public bank, but I kind of like that. I like that idea, okay, of placing the money there.
You know, anything to help the people is where I'm at. I think we need to be smart about how we spend our money. When the city currently spends over $650,000 to build one apartment, it makes no sense. I mean, there's no way we can build enough housing for everybody if we're spending $650,000. The highest the city has paid is $837,000. I'm not talking about like 10 or 20 units. I'm talking one unit. That's outlandish. That's crazy. Who spends money like that? Not people who earn it.
No. They can't even live there.
No, definitely not. Live.
They can't live there.
It just makes zero sense.
A lot of persons that are in the hospitality industry, they live out of skirts, but most of the hotels are here within the city, so they have to team up, you know, 4 and 5 in one unit in order just to be here to work, to get to work, to make the money
exactly.
to work.
Exactly. So, you know, when we prioritize the wrong things, we incentivize people to actually be on the street instead of staying housed. You know, we have a system that doesn't make sense. For instance, when people want to go ahead and, you know, make additions or changes to their house or their business, it takes months, if not years, to make changes. Because you got to get an inspector to come out. Right? If you want to do it legally. If you do it illegally, then, you know, the city can come back and tell you to fix it all, make you pay fines, and still you have to redo it.
Yes, you do.
I understand it's to do it to code and to make it, you know, safe. I'm all about safety, but we shouldn't make people wait a year or more to make fixes that are necessary quickly.
Well, going through that and understanding that and experiencing that, you know, every phase that they go through has to be inspected. So one inspector will come out and approve it, then the next one will come out behind him, and you have to tear it down. And that little space is like it should be 2 inches, and it's only an inch and a half. I've seen them in operation, but that's money also.
Right.
I said, ooh, you know what? Maybe I'll go get my inspector's license. Then all I have to do is touch the wall and say yay or nay. They make money, okay? And the time that they take up for you to do what you have to do, they're never going to give you a definite time. So whatever crew that you have that's moving with you, you know, they're under command also. It's really a game. It's a game. It's a game. All of it is a game. It's a game. It's a design game.
It's
pitiful.
If you have the right leaders in place, you know, the right leaders will inspire their team to do good work, right?
Yes.
We're tired of people who take an hour and a half lunch when they should be taking a 30 or 45-minute lunch, right? You come in to work, you take a 15-minute break, and then you take another 10-minute break, and it's just like, wait a second, you're supposed to be working an hour, and you've worked you know, only, what, 35, 40 minutes, you're not working mm-hmm. the full hour. Yes, after
no.
4 hours, you get a break. You know, you get your 15-minute break, you get your lunch break. But what I'm saying is when you don't have any standards, it's very easy to not do the work.
That's
and I
true.
Would like to show people what it means to have a working office. I think phone calls should be answered. Emails should be responded to in a timely fashion. That's what my staff will do. If I were the city council member, I would make sure that we returned every phone call, every email, and do our best to respond to what constituent needs are. Anything and everything that we can legally do, we should do it. I'm also the person who doesn't understand why the city can't do things that make common sense. When I was part of an organization, we found out that United Neighborhoods for Los Angeles is the nonprofit. When we found out that the city was cutting down trees, mature shade trees, to fix a sidewalk, we were alarmed because we knew that the city of Santa Monica and Beverly Hills and Culver City, Seattle, they were able to fix the trees or fix the sidewalk while saving the trees. In Los Angeles, we just had to cut down the tree. These were 28 trees in the Hollywood area. Because we went and took it to a lawsuit, we saved 26. Two were cut down, but we saved 26. And the city said that they will now change their policy to save the trees whenever possible. I'm like, that's what I wanted from the beginning. I don't want to sue the city. Doesn't that just blow your mind that instead of doing what is the right thing to do, which is try to save the trees? It was just that's such common sense.
When we speak of leadership, you know, that's my field. I'm leadership management, change management. I like that change, and that's something very hard to do. But when you walk into those arenas, either set up in situation, you have to go in there and take that temperature check. And I tell everyone that leaders are followers and followers are leaders because they have to work together. So if your leadership, if the head is wobbly, the whole body is going to be weak down there. So I'm going to go back to where you went with the leaders and why don't they do the right thing. Is it because perhaps maybe the leaders that are placed there shouldn't be there? Okay, they really shouldn't be there. But because of a friend, a family member, a nepotism or whatever you want to call it, they get those cushy seats, but they don't have an idea of what's going on. I talk with people, and most of the time I intimidate the hell out of them because I know more than they know. So sometimes I have to pull back, but you can sit in there and check it out. It is right for the leaders to do the right thing. Why do they have to tear down the trees, okay? Is it because whoever is structuring out the crews don't know how to set up the schematics to work around the roof of those trees? So you have a lot to take there. When you speak of housing, all this money that's being spent for these big cities that are being built, who's living in those cities? Who's living in them? Half of them are vacant, but yet and still, Grace, we're talking about housing the homeless. Why are they out there on the sidewalk anyway? Okay, so you don't want to get me started on the day. You know, I'll jump on the pulpit. But I wanted you to come on and talk with us and let us know what's happening out there because you are a person of perseverance and integrity. See, that has a lot to do with it, integrity and urgency, because nobody cares. Back to what you said about answering the phone calls, answering the emails, that's very important. Do you know how frustrating that is when you're trying to get some information and get something done and no one gets back to you?
Oh, exactly.
Why don't they
answer
the phone?
You know, people who are employees at the city, we are – you know, public servants. We need to do the work that we are paid to do, that taxpayer dollars are paying for.
Yeah.
And I know that my team, we would definitely be an excellent team doing the work, and people would be happy because we would be responsive. I'm someone who says we need to make it easier for the working person, the people, to meet with and interact with government employees. So why wouldn't I? I'm promising that I would have weekend hours. I would have evening hours. You know, maybe one day and starting the office at 8 a.m. We'll start at 1 p.m. and go until 9 p.m., you know, one day a week, and, you know, a couple of weekends a month, you know, one Saturday, one Sunday of each month, so that people of different religions can each make it to an evening or a weekend office hours, right? Government should work for the people. People do not just have time to come in. And it's really hard to get to some of our government offices because parking is so far away. We've got to make it easier for residents and folks who live and do business in the city of L.A. to make it simple and easy and efficient for everyone.
So my question to that is, what do you go up against? I mean, those are great ideas, and those are definitely things that have to be needed. So when you're on the city council, is there different headings or areas that people take up? You know, do they go out? Do they do outreach? Do they have the town halls again, like I said, instead of having it at 2 p.m. during the day at 7 o'clock in the evening so persons can come there? Who can get to a town hall at 2 p.m.? They're working.
Very few people can come to that.
So why is it there? If it's for the people and about the people, make it about the people. It seems like it's set up on their convenience. See, I don't, you know how I am. I come in and open up my mouth, so I'm not too popular, and I'm not here for popularity, but it doesn't make sense to me either.
Well, you speak the truth. Miss Linda, you speak the truth, so that's all that matters. Mm-hmm. And I think more people would like that kind of service from their government.
Well, you have to be truthful. You have to be very, very transparent. You know, the people forget that we place these persons in office. You can take them out also. That's why I've been with you for years. I move with you as much as I can because I know your integrity and your passion and what you're about. But when you want to do the right thing, you're going up against so many who don't want to do the right thing. So my question is, how do we get them out the way? Okay, they need to go. They need to go.
Well, you know, it's by coming and helping me to more doors, making phone calls, texting, walking with me, giving brochures about me, telling more people about Honest Grace and her ability to work for the people. So, you know, come check out my website, graceforla.com.
Let me get that, graceforla.com.
And whether you spell it out F-O-R or you put the number 4, they will both hit Grace, GRACEFORLA.com. If you just want to type in graceforla.com, the number 4, it will come to the website directly because we thought some people might do graceforla.com.
Because I always say grace you for you. You know, I've been saying that for years, ever since you've been out there doing what you do. And I know the team is out there. I think you guys mounted up, was it last Saturday, moving out. I got all the information, doing the door knocking, making the phone calls. You know, I'm catty, so I like to make those calls and show up and do what I have to do. And, of course, I'm over here. But I have not had the opportunity. I haven't been to any the town hall meetings in person because I used to get a headache in there just sitting and listening and watching the faces. No, it's about the people. So when persons get those positions, and did they forget? What is it? I'm not understanding this.
I think some people just don't understand that this position is about public service. It is doing good for the people. and I am excited to go in and do some good for the people. And I appreciate all of your support. I'm so thankful that you are one of the I'm with you people. So thank you, Linda. Mm-hmm. And thank you, listeners. I hope to have some of you come join us. Again, graceforla.com.
That's the website, Grace. And is there any events coming up? Are you still, I know you topped out the situation.
Every weekend we're going out walking. If anybody has any time to volunteer, we can always take volunteers. We've got tons of work.
Okay. And now in-house, you have persons working in-house at the office that you need. I'm just going to put that website out there, graceforla.com. You want to find out about Grace. If you haven't, Grace has been around a long time, but she's definitely for the people. I met her when we were carrying the banners fighting in the streets, okay? She's all about the people. Again, I'm going to say that she cares. She knows what's needed, what has to change, and we'll be able to make that change. We want you to go to the ballot. Primary, March 5th, register. I'm bringing them in to you now. I got two people I work behind, but they're all for the people. But Grace, you is for you. And we must, us, make sure that she gets in that placement, okay? So I'm going to do my part over here. I'm asking you guys to do your part out there. Go to the website, look her up, Google her. She's been around, and she is the lady that will make the change and get the job done. Believe me, Grace, we love you. I know that your time is short. I'm not going to keep you. We appreciate you so much, but you know you're coming back. Okay, the holidays are coming, but starting in January, you'll give us some more update, hopefully, because we still got a lot of days to go out there. So I will be calling on you. I'll talk with your manager, get your scheduling, because I know you're busy, Grace. We love you. And I say, primary, March 5th, because that's how you eliminate the weak and get the right person in the seat. And the right person for District 10 is Grace U. Y-O-U is for you. And we must put her there. Grace, we love you. Please enjoy your evening. And thank you for coming on and caring and sharing with us.
Oh, always a pleasure to join you, Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Grace. I'll be checking in. That's Grace U for you out there.
Come to me. Give me everything.
Right, and you are the best out there. We just finished speaking with Grace Yu, running for City Council, District 10 out there. We must get out there and vote. Primary is very important, March 5th. Register, get out there and check that box. When you vote in the primary, you eliminate the weak and you put the right person in the seat for that general election. Then we move forward. You know, she hit on some good points about public bank, making every bank easy for persons, and it reminded us that the persons that work for the city, county, whatever those good jobs, they're public servants. We're all public servants out here. I'm going to ask you to make them serve, okay? Make them serve. Stand up and demand what you want. Bring in the things that are feasible for you, that works for you and your family and your community. And in order to do that, you got to do your homework. You have to. You must do your research. As I said, the study of space is ongoing. So should be the study of our minds. We need to know what is needed, what has to change, and what will be changed, and make sure that we put the people there that are change makers. We're tired of being change agents, okay? It's all about the people. Remember that. They're here. They're public servants. Make them serve. I'm just going to take us out in here. I don't want to get too on the pulpit, but that's just the way it has to go. Wake up out there. Wake up. To strengthen your body, spirit, and mind. This is Mindful Monday. We're going to bring you some information, something for you to be mindful of out there to begin your week. Think about it. Get in balance. Stay in balance. Mindful Monday.
Get up, stand up. But if you know what life is worth, you would look for yours unheard. And now when you see the light, you stand up for your rights. Yeah. Get up, stand up.
Yep, yep.
Stand up for your rights.
Singing,
sharing with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share with love all through the land.